Like I said, I've had two of her.
To it. It's a Thursday. Good to have you here. I'm Steve Gruber. You know, I told you, you guys know that I own businesses. I've had varying degrees of success along the way. And for me, like most people, one of the challenges you have is, all right, so how do I make a sale? How do I make the next sale? How do I make a cold call? You know, things that, well, the things that people hate doing. I mean, everybody hates cold calls. I mean, you pick up the phone. Hey, Bob, I'm Steve. Click. Everybody hates that. Come on. But then I met a young man by the name of Ken Wisner, who introduced me to a new way of thinking about sales and brought me into his world, if you will, of Sandler training and the Sandler experience. And I thought, you know, I'm a skeptic like anybody else. Yeah, okay, sure. All right, I'll try it. You know, I've read a couple of books and tried a couple of things. But then I started applying what they do there. And I'll be darned if Ivy and I haven't had some great success over the last few weeks. I won't bore you with all the details. I'll just say we've gone 3 for 3 after that. And life is good. In the studio with me, Ken Wisner from Sandler. Ken, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good. Make sure you speak right into that. Be loud and proud.
Thank you. I will.
So I think everybody that's been in business for a number of years, you did it. You were a builder for a number of years. But the thing that people struggle with is, all right, how do I get the next customer? How do I get the next sale? How do I make sure that, you know, next year, maybe I've grown a little bit. And I was a skeptic. But what you guys do has been tried and tested for decades. It's different. Where do you want to start?
Well, the obvious answer is at the beginning, right?
Right, sure.
Well, this being the time of year, and as you know from being in class, this is the time of year we're putting a plan together. And what we would have typically found, and you may or may not agree, is most people have absolutely no plan whatsoever. So they take what they get and have no idea what it's going to be.
They do that in life and business. I mean, people just kind of go out and say, okay, what's today going to be? And they're just kind of, and whatever happens. And, oh, I got a job today. How'd that happen? Well, you know, I met this guy. But having a plan is a big thing. I want to focus on that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because something that we've talked about. Now, I've done this off and on. Ivy, much better, more disciplined. You've met her, you know. But she's talked about this since I've known her. Write down your goals. Write down where you want to be. And that's exactly what we've been talking about this week is, okay, write down and then be accountable for it. I mean, that's important.
Absolutely. There's no one truthfully can be accountable, you know, solely to themselves. You know, there's got to be somebody looking over your shoulder, I believe. And I suppose it could be a point of contention, but I found it to work very well for me and my clients.
So once you put down a plan and you put this together, and you focus on where you want to be, that's a good start. And you revisit that. One of the things that you have made clear to us is make sure you're being accountable and you have somebody that holds you accountable. Maybe it's a business partner. Maybe it's your secretary, whoever it may be, friend, whoever works for you, works with you or works in that arena is a good person to have because you can revisit and say, okay, did you do these things? Did you make a call? Did you follow up on this? These are the important things because it's about the behaviors that you do consistently that produce results, correct?
Absolutely. And you've heard me mention before, you know, I call it a misnomer. I'm sure I didn't invent it, but in my opinion, there's no such thing as time management. You can't manage it. No matter what you do, it's going to continue. So the way we look at it at Sandler is manage your behavior because that's the only thing you can do.
So when you manage your behavior, you focus on certain methods. One of the things that I found here is, you know, I was always out chasing around people trying to get business and trying to tell them how great I was and how this. The approach was wrong. Your methods are different. To the best of your ability in a minute or two, how do you describe Sandler in an elevator pitch? How do you say this is what we do in a short period of time? I mean, how do you get there? How do you make sure that you've got the ability to say, I want you to hear what I'm saying because when you say it, you're going to get more customers? What's different?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind, it's not the answer to your question, but the first thing that pops into my head is disarming honesty, for one. You know, we're also doing things in reverse of what maybe society or our sales community would normally, and that is as opposed to qualify, we're doing everything we can do as fast as we can to disqualify, because obviously time is money, and if we're chasing something that's never going to become anything, why?
That's such a great point. Ken Wisner here from Sandler. I spent my time, if somebody gave me even the inkling of hope that I thought that they might do business with me at some point, I would chase them around endlessly. I would call. I would call again. I'd send an email. Maybe they'd call back. Maybe they wouldn't. And if they did, but they haven't sold. And so when you say you disqualify people, get them off your list because they're not making you money. They're taking your time. And what is your time worth? One of the things we talk about in class. So disqualifying people, that's key to being successful. People don't realize it. Be a little negative. Say, hey, if we're not going to do business together, say so. I'm not offended by that, right?
Not everyone's your prospect. Just figure it out as quickly as you can.
Yeah, not everybody's going to be your prospect. And you've got to figure out ways to get a list that works for you. And it doesn't matter what your business is. I mean, we're in radio. You were in construction. But Sandler's different in that way. It's a, what do you call it, a negative reverse?
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a system, it's a process that you're going to use. But again, it starts with the honesty, laying things out up front, what the expectations are, arriving at the same point at the same time. In Sandler, we have a saying that we do everything we can to avoid mutual mystification.
What's that?
You're confused about what I was going to do, and I was confused about what you were going to do.
So that's part of what we do, and it's important to know. One of the things that we talk about demystifying is making sure that the person you're talking to, because we've all done this, you talk to them, you have your third conversation with them, you think you're about to have something happen, then you realize, well, I've got to go talk to so-and-so. I'm not talking to the right guy. I've spent all this time and energy and resources, and I'm in the wrong office. I mean, that's one of the pitfalls you help people avoid.
Well, absolutely, and I have to say I would agree with you wholeheartedly. I guess my viewpoint is why would I let somebody else deliver my message if it's inevitably going to somebody else? And you know, certainly they could ask questions that I might not even know. But how is that individual, that intermediary, going to be able to answer for me?
They're not, and so the things that you wouldn't think about. First of all, get people off your list that are not prospects. Make sure you're talking to the right people. Make sure that you're not just chasing them around. These are some of the things that I've learned so far, and there's so much more. I'm oversimplifying here, but what I can tell folks is this. 3 for 3 in the last few weeks. 3 for 3. 2020 looks like a better year than it's ever been. If I had known this 20 years ago, I've said this to a couple people recently, if I had known this 20 years ago, every company I had touched in the last 20 years would have been much larger. Do you think that's true of a lot of the Sandler people?
Well, you know. First off, you're kind enough to come out and say it publicly, and I appreciate that, Steve. But you know, many of our clients tell us the same thing. And quite frankly, if either of us figure out that it's not going to be a fit, we're gonna end the relationship, or certainly not begin it. But the bottom line is if it doesn't work, regardless whether it's me or anyone else, why would you do it?
Don't spend your time there. Ken Wisner here from Sandler. We're going to take a quick break here. It's 41 after the Steve Greer Show. We're going to keep you up to date on all of the successes I have with Sandler because it's changed the way we do business. And if you're a business person, I don't know, I don't give recommendations easily, but I will tell you this. This training will change the way you approach sales and how you do things. We'll be right back on the Steve Greer Show. It's a Thursday. Sit tight.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Being a business owner is tough, but it's also rewarding. Hard work, dedication, a commitment to entrepreneurship have provided this state with a strong economy. I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber. Too many times state government will try to enact burdensome legislation and regulations that hurt businesses without listening to their concerns first. As a leading voice for business in Michigan, we make sure their voice is heard and their concerns are addressed. Listening, understanding, and advocating is how we provide solutions. Not only is this the right thing to do, but it's also the smart thing to do to keep Michigan's economy moving forward. At the Michigan Chamber, we will always stand up for business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.